Good morning. This is Morning Magazine. Time now to talk about the federal government's introduction of the 5% deposit. There is only one way that house prices are going to go. Over the last few months, 101.5 FM and Talia Bauer from Craig Bauer Solicitors have been recording a series of podcasts to help you understand the pros and cons of different pathways to owning your own home. Today, we're looking at the hidden costs of house and land packages for you. Good morning, Talia.
Good morning, Shane, and good morning to our listeners. With no sign of buyer interest slowing, it remains tough going for those struggling to break into the market. House and land packages have proven to be a popular choice for those being priced out of existing homes, though there can be many hidden costs if prospective buyers aren't careful. A house and land package is a streamlined process for the purchase of a new build home, which bundles a block of land and a chosen house design from a developer into one deal, usually at a set price. The purchase of the land is completed first, with construction swiftly following. Let's explore some of the pitfalls we see with such transactions and how buyers might protect themselves. The advertised price often covers only the most basic finishes. Think minimal design, laminate countertops, lower quality tiling and finishes. So having room in the budget for design changes, upgrades, or additional inclusions may be required. It might sound simple, but additional PowerPoints, sufficient waterproofing, and grouting can easily add up, but also may add more on resale value in the future. It is well worth understanding what is and isn't included in the package before becoming invested. On a similar note, the type of driveway and fence and quality of landscaping, for example, may also be an added expense. Most developers require a buyer's written agreement to use only certain materials to fit with their vision for the development, which can also add expense. Such written agreement is also binding on the buyer legally and may bind anyone that they sell to in future. While trying to find a good deal and cost transparency do seem to be somewhat mutually exclusive at the moment, there are still decent developers and builders around. Having a builder who is prepared to clearly outline their costs and provide detailed quotes is a good start. Better still, if they build in a buffer to their construction quote to cover increases in labour or materials. Allowance for site costs, such as soil testing and contour surveys are usually determined upfront with your chosen builder and carried out in the construction phase. It's well worth considering, however, having the land purchase subject to a satisfactory soil test to guard against any issues with the strata or compaction of the soil or fill. Such issues can add tens of thousands of dollars to the construction as additional engineering may be required. Lastly, having a copy of the development approval issued by council can be handy. It doesn't happen often, but sometimes important services get missed at council sign-off on the development, which can add further cost to a buyer's bottom line, such as power having to be installed or connected. This is particular if a buyer doesn't know that this should have been undertaken by the developer and picked up by council. Otherwise, it comes as no surprise that the end of the year is fast upon us, and this is a timely reminder that property professionals, solicitors, conveyancers and sales agents, lenders and government bodies do close down over the Christmas and New Year period. Check in with your chosen professional as to their availability and take this into consideration when considering your real estate needs.
Talia Bauer from Craig Bauer Solicitor and Attorneys, thank you for joining 101.5 FM today. We wish you a very Merry Christmas and a most Happy New Year, and good luck on 2026. Your invaluable information to prospective home buyers over the past year has kept our community connected and informed. And don't forget, if you'd like to revisit Talia's podcast on special conditions on property contracts and many other subjects that we've gone through over the past 12 months, don't forget to check out our website at 101.5fm.com.au and search for podcasts.